Last Wednesday night, I drank a coffee on the way to church, which I always do, and I put cream in my coffee because that's what logical people do. And the problem with that is then after you are done drinking coffee, you have bad breath, right? So just in time for church and talking to everyone. Therefore, I try always to keep gum and or mints in my purse for a public service to everyone I'm going to speak to, especially my husband who sits next to me. So I changed purses and I didn't have any gum. But my husband also knows that I'm always asking for gum if I don't have any. So oftentimes he puts a piece in his pocket on the way in that he keeps in his truck. He's very organized. I hope to be like him someday. But this evening, last Wednesday, I had changed purses. I didn't have any gum. I asked him. He did not have any gum in church. And I thought, oh, okay. So I sat there after I asked him and he said, nope, sorry, I don't have any. And immediately, really without thinking about it, in my mind, I said, Lord, may I have a piece of gum? Then I didn't think too much else about it. We had a guest speaker, and in about 15 minutes, it was time for him to get up and start the Bible study portion of the service. And he told us to turn in our Bibles. And when my husband turned in his Bible, there was a piece of gum inside the cover of his Bible. And he held it up and smiled at me, and I smiled and took the gum. I did offer to split him halvesies with the gum, but he gave me the whole piece. So why am I sharing this funny story? Because that is the relationship I would love for everyone to have with the Lord. If I feel very comfortable asking my husband for just about anything, gum, whatever, knowing whatever he can give me, he will. I don't have any fear in asking him for things, like a piece of gum all the way up to the credit card. Okay, now we're getting into touchy territory. We're not going into finances today, but I felt that way with my dad too. Very comfortable. I did not have any fear. I didn't have to work up this courage to ask my dad a question. And I am very thankful that I've always had a good relationship with my dad and with my husband, and there's no fear in asking. Now, does that mean I always get a yes? Definitely not. He didn't have any gum. I didn't get any gum from my husband. And that's just a silly illustration. But that is really how the Lord wants us to feel about him. So easy that the first thing we think to do is to ask, Lord, may I have a piece of gum? And guess what? Within 15 minutes, I had a piece of gum. Now, I'm not saying God is our genie and prosperity gospel and everything you want, you'll have if you love God. Please don't hear me saying that, because I don't believe that, and that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, I learned as a teenager and in college to have a relationship with the Lord as a real person, as my best friend, as a person you feel comfortable talking to in your mind throughout the day. That is what I would want for every single one of you, my friends. And that just comes by starting to ask, starting to talk to him, starting to tell him about your feelings. If you walk past someone and they don't speak to you, that's awkward. Immediately in my mind, I might say, God, that was mean. Why didn't she talk to me? I might talk it through with the Lord after maybe a hurt or an embarrassing situation or something that just happens, good or bad in your life. You'd probably text your best friend right away, right? And I have group texts where I'm texting my friends funny things that happen in my day. That is the close relationship that we can have with the Lord. And when you get comfortable talking to him in your mind throughout the day, asking him for everything small, you will be amazed at how many times he wants to say yes and gives you things like a piece of gum, okay? Like a parking spot, like your hair turning out right, like help finding your phone so you're not late to work, like a green light, okay? And I'm not saying that base relationship is why we have God, like he is just this person that's supposed to give us everything. I am saying that when you get comfortable with the Lord as your best friend and you're willing to talk to him about anything and you get comfortable asking him for things big and small throughout your day, you will be amazed at how generous he is, how he wants you to ask him things and he wants to answer your prayers. And after this happens in your life for weeks and months and years, you get more courage to start asking him for bigger things and having the faith he's going to come through for you. This is how our faith in God grows. Asking and receiving, asking and receiving, asking and receiving. Of course, there's lots of times I don't get a prayer answered the way that I want. But if you ask for 100 things and you get 50, or you ask for 2 things and you get 1, who has more faith? Because who has more answers to prayer? All throughout the Bible, God is telling Israel in the Old Testament, Jesus is telling us, and Paul is telling us in the New Testament, and John and the other authors of the books, ask, ask God. Jesus taught his disciples the very first thing he taught them to ask for when they prayed to God. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, probably the disciples knew they were going to eat that day, even if they didn't pray that. They didn't need a mountaintop miracle to have something to eat that day, and neither do you and I. But when he prayed, ask them for your daily bread, ask God for your daily bread, he's saying, make it a habit to ask for everything. Now, sometimes we get, you know, the misunderstanding. We don't want the children to be whining and begging for things all the time. I taught my children before we went into a store, a grocery store, don't beg me for things. While we're in there, if you're begging me for a candy bar and you're about to have a meltdown, you're definitely not going to get it. This is not the same thing as that. So we have to get this out of our mind that somehow we're bothering God. He even told parables about how a woman just kept asking and asking and asking a judge to help her. And he finally did, okay? God wants us to ask him for everything. He wants us to tell him everything. He knows that we are dust. He knows that without him, we can do nothing. So there isn't anything we shouldn't ask his help with. If we can't do anything without him, and he told us that in scripture, then he is wanting us to literally ask about everything. Get addicted to asking God for everything in your life throughout your entire day, your entire week, your entire life. Because, ladies, not that we need to stack up stuff. The Bible says in James, consuming things upon our own lust. We're not asking God for that reason. We're asking God because in humility, we know we can't do anything on our own. And we're trusting him for everything. Then when the big trials in life come, you can lean on the promises of God with full confidence because you've received many, many, many answers to prayer in your daily life. For small, non-important things, you will have the spiritual muscle to ask in confidence and believe God when you cannot see your way through, when you must have him, when you need a huge all-out miracle. Now, am I saying that if he says no to you or to me on something like not healing someone, not giving you something, not helping you keep your job, not helping you stay out of bankruptcy. I don't know, the big things. if he doesn't come through for you on those, it's not because he doesn't love you or he doesn't care, he wasn't listening to you. You just keep asking him to help you with plan B. If he has another plan for you, it's the best plan. And then you keep trusting him and you keep asking him and you keep asking him to help you. Ladies, talk to people that have known and loved the Lord for years. They are close with him. He is their best friend. They feel very comfortable talking to him about everything. There's a lot of vulnerability. There's a lot of faith. And it starts by getting used to asking. He wants you to prove him. He wants to fill up your life with blessings to overflowing. He can do abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I think that the insult that we give God is that we don't ask enough, that we don't ask for big enough prayer requests, that we don't ask him to flex his muscle and prove how he is God and can do anything in our lives. I think he's waiting for us to do that. I want to take advantage of that. I know I have a God that is big enough to do anything, from getting me a piece of gum to saving my marriage, to helping me with my finances, to saving me and helping me with maybe an evil person that wants to do evil to my family, and everything in between. From keeping my kids on track or bring them back to the Lord, he can do anything. But you start small. You start by asking throughout the day for everything you need. Jesus taught his disciples to do that, and I believe that's what God wants us to do today. Have a great week, friends. We love God by loving others.